We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the lands we are recording from today, the Yugambeh people and the Gadigal people.
We pay our respects to the elders past and present and celebrate the diversity of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and their ongoing cultures and connection to country.
You're listening to the Mum's Gone Climbing podcast.
We're on a mission to deliver high-quality climbing and adventure resources to badass climbing mamas.
And redefine motherhood one episode at a time.
With incredible guests.
Very bad humour.
And just enough Kleenex moments to keep things interesting.
So grab yourself a cuppa or plug us in on the way to the crag.
As we bring you the latest beta from the Mum's Gone Climbing crew.
Welcome to the Mum's Gone Climbing podcast. I am Nell Gow.
And I am Eva Rosenbaum. And we will be your hosts for today's second episode with the amazing Cirrus Tan.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll talk a little bit about that episode soon. But to start off, we're going to thank our incredible sponsors. We've got Arc'teryx, Climbing Anchors and Urban Climb sponsoring this episode and every episode for Series 3 of the podcast.
We do. It's fantastic to have them along. It can't happen without them. Also, it's just brilliant to be affiliated with such awesome companies. Arc'teryx have a store in Melbourne, but there's another one opening in Sydney in Bondi Junction on the 22nd of June, which is fantastic for me and every other Sydney sider. I know. You can get all your gear, all your climbing gear, all your adventure gear from Arc'teryx. You can also get their fabulous gear at another one of our major sponsors, Climbing Anchors.
That's right. Good old Climbing Anchors. They've got shops in New South Wales and Alexandria and in Victoria at Fitzroy and a couple of mini stores at 9 Degrees in Lane Cove and Waterloo. And we also, if anyone caught our most recent reel, we got a little package. Or not a little package, a package. From Climbing Anchors last week.
A big package.
And I got to say, like, those guys did such a good job at listening into our conversations and all the stuff that we were needing. So we got some of their famous hot sauce, if that's not a surprise to anyone.
Mel's favourite.
Oh, my gosh.
I was about to say commodity. It's not a commodity. What's it called?
I don't know.
It starts with C.
Oh,
condiment. Oh, my Lord.
Condiment, my favorite condiment. I'm so happy to have another bottle of that. They also sent me these Practi bolts, which I've never seen before, but they're like, I guess, like a replica of what you would find like as a bolt or an anchor at the top of your climbs, where you can just practice and you can actually stick them in different parts of your house, like they're re-stickable. So,
oh, how good.
I know. I'm going to set them up soon in my little bedroom spot where I do like random things like try and play the ukulele and I'm going to put that and an old retired rope and I'm going to do a little reel about it. And we also got some Rhino skincare. Eva, have you used Rhino skincare before?
No, I haven't, but I'm really, really excited to.
I know. I am too. I've never had, like, I've always wondered, and I haven't gotten into it yet because, surprise, surprise, as a mother, I haven't climbed enough to need to use it for a little bit, but I've got a few things coming up that it's going to be perfect for. So super excited. And we also got something else, which has come as a beautiful timing for someone's birthday.
I know.
A special little present for Eva, Wild Country's Flow backpack, and it is so gorgeous. Like, I'm going to do a reel all about it.
I am so excited. Nell showed me the little card on our – Nell and I have never actually met. This has all been online. And you showed me the little card saying it was for Eva's birthday, and I nearly started crying, which Nell thinks is sleep deprivation, but I'm telling you, it's not. Super, super excited. Thank you, Climbing Anchors. You guys rock.
They do rock. Yeah, so keeping an eye on our Instagram and our Facebook as well because it goes up there. And I'm going to do some gear reviews on those things before Eva gets to play with her backpack more. I'm like, I'm sorry, I need it for a little bit. But then she's going to get it, which is really lovely. And who's our third sponsor, Eva?
Our third sponsor are the awesome guys at Urban Climb. amazing climbing gyms. I've got 3 Brisbane gyms, Milton, Newstead and West End. They've got one in Townsville and then 2 in Melbourne, Blackburn and Collingwood.
Yeah, that's right. And this Friday, the 16th of June, we've got our local Mum's Gone Climbing crew from Melbourne. They're meeting up at Urban Blackburn. It starts at 7 p.m. And if you go onto our socials, you can find the links in Instagram or on our website to get to the local Melbourne group. It's got all the details you need. But Urban Blackburn, this Friday, the 16th of June, 7 p.m., go and connect with these women. They're so amazing and it's going to be a great night.
We've also got another meetup happening this month. Well, we've got a couple, but certainly this week we've got – Isabella's very excited about it, as you can hear. It's my birthday on Sunday, the 18th of June, so we're going to climb. Come and meet up with us. Come and hang with us. I just figured it was the best way to spend a birthday. Down at Climb Fit St. Leonard's, 2 o'clock.
I love it. I love that you've made it a birthday bash and you're just like, yeah, we can invite the whole MGC community. I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, okay, let's do it.
The more the merrier. Come on down.
The other really cool news, we always have such good news. I love it. But on the 12th of June, so a few days ago, it was a pretty special day for the Mum's Gone Climbing podcast. What was it, Eva?
It was our first birthday.
Yeah, our very first episode was a year ago. It was just with me and Eva on it, but it was super fun. And since then, it's been a whole year of amazing guests and incredible episodes, and we feel so blessed to be part of this project.
We do. It's been a real honor to connect with the incredible women that we have. Just amazing.
And super excited for the future because we've already got some amazing things lined up for the next series and to finish off this series as well with Cirrus. So we've got Cirrus back on today and we talk about quite a lot of different things. Once again, Eva wasn't here for this one because of the dreaded being sick with COVID.
The COVID.
So it was just me and Cirrus, but we talked a lot about her journey through pregnancy and coaching other women through pregnancy and the benefits of having like the team around you, which we've spoken about so many times on this podcast, you know, having a pelvic floor physio, having your trainer, and just knowing that things don't have to have gone wrong before you get like that team and reach out and have that support there. So that was really awesome.
Yep, the power of having that team there in a preventative manner as opposed to a management manner.
The other thing that we talk about is the training journal that Cirrus has created because while she was going through her pregnancy, she's someone who likes to kind of track her training each week. She also wanted to track her pregnancy and she realized that there's nothing really out there for athletic women who want to train, who want to keep a bit of a diary about what's going on that interweaves with their pregnancy. So she just created one.
As you do. This is what I mean. Incredible people who just are like, this is missing. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. We've definitely had a lot of them on the program. And I'm going to do a really good reel that shows this journal. It's now available for sale and you can get it through links on Cirrus's website, but we'll put it all in the show notes for you. But it's absolutely beautiful. It's got, you know, little sections each week with, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what I did, how my training went, highlights of the week. It's got tips and all that sort of thing. Cirrus does talk about it more in the episode, but I just wanted to, it also has quotes throughout and I just randomly opened it this morning before we sat down and I just wanted to read this one out to you guys. Birth is not only about making babies. Birth is about making mothers, strong, competent, capable mothers who trust themselves and know their inner strength. And that one's by Barbara Katz Rothman. She's a sociologist and I love it.
Oh, how beautiful is that?
I know. Absolutely gorgeous. So definitely go and check them out. I think it's such a beautiful gift for yourself or for any other mothers that you know who more active during their pregnancy, and it's absolutely beautiful as well. So jump on our socials and check out those reels. And with that, I think, is it time to drop into the episode?
Let's do it.
I'm curious, have you ever coached climbers through pregnancy before?
I have coached a couple, and this was actually recently as well. And it was interesting because, like, I was kind of helping them and researching so much because at that stage I had kind of no idea about all the things to consider. So that was really interesting. And, you know, the ones that I was able to coach through was they were really happy with being able to climb and actually keep, like, strength training pretty far into pregnancy, which pretty cool, like maybe 36, 37 weeks before they went, okay, now I'm just going to stop and slow down, which was really cool to see because I guess on my side, I would have been like, oh, are you sure that's, you know, are you sure you can lift this weight or are you sure this movement's okay, you know, but they felt good and they felt safe with the exercises I gave them. So that was pretty cool because then it was quite encouraging for me, like for thinking, oh, well, if I'm ever on that journey, then I can see that there are things that you can actually keep doing, like maybe a lot more than you expect, which is, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's not just like you hit this point in pregnancy where you've got to stop.
That's really cool that you were able to have those experiences not so long ago, get you a little bit set up for your own journey.
One of my clients gave me her full body harness after she was done because she was using that throughout. And then when I finally told her, oh, actually, I'm pregnant, she's like, oh, you can have my harness. I was like, oh, great.
They're not very comfortable from what I hear, the full pregnancy harnesses.
No, they kind of like squish your ribs a bit, you know, especially when you're getting lowered off. It's quite uncomfortable. And the weight's, you know, quite, it's like high, you're like attached at your chest rather than, you know, lower. So it's a bit weird. But at least there's no pressure, you know, directly on your belly for when you are bigger. But I actually didn't enjoy wearing it initially for a while. I kind of put it off as much as I could and it just kind of low-rided my harness. Until now it's I can barely, like, it's just a bit, you know, it's like very tight and it's already on the loosest setting. So I'm like, oh, okay,
probably have to go to the full body harness. No, it's interesting. I had my babies like 10 years ago now and I didn't climb during my pregnancy because I didn't have all these incredible women that were like role models, I guess, at that point in time in my life. But so many of my friends and the people in the community, they all complain about – ooh, hang on. Oh, it just said disconnected but it's back in. Yeah, they all complain about the pregnancy harnesses and I just don't know that there's going to be a better way because not many people are looking at that. But anyway, I'm wondering whether the gear companies in the future, because there's so many more pregnant climbers now and, you know, like so many of the big athletes have been getting pregnant and having babies lately. I'm wondering whether like a bit more research will go into it.
Yeah, just even more padding on the straps and the, you know, it just feels like, you know, it's like a seatbelt, you know, it's quite, I mean, it's at least, you know, and it's something for now. But yeah, I think there'll be something in the future that's much more comfier. Really.
So I was curious to ask also, do you have a bit of a plan of getting back to climbing after postpartum?
Currently, no, very vague, you know, because I've heard that it just really depends what happens, you know, and how your body responds to everything. I've heard maybe it's like, you know, 6 weeks of nothing and then slowly walking and then swimming or gentle exercises and then slowly getting back into it. But yeah, at this stage, I don't want to put like a time period on when to get back into things just because I have no idea what trauma and recovery my body's going to need. Yeah, I mean, I'll probably be too tired and busy initially to really think about climbing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I will be missing it a lot. I'm sure I'll miss it a lot. I think just being around the community and going to the gym and just getting out and about, I think I'll probably miss that. But yeah, no urgency to rush back to it. I think, yeah, I'd rather kind of wait a bit longer and then sort of damage something and go too soon, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's, yeah, quite wise for you to have that approach of let's just see what happens, because you're right. I mean, you could have a really straightforward, uncomplicated birth and things could come back together much more quickly than you were anticipating or, you know, never really know. So it's a good way to look at it.
Hopefully it won't take too long, you know, but if it has to take longer, then, you know, that's what it'll be. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's it. Have you, the mums who you were coaching through pregnancy, have they both had their babies now, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
And have you started working with them postpartum yet or not yet?
Yes. So some of them just wanted to take a break, you know, from climbing and coaching. And then, yeah, I've definitely got one that wants to just kind of dive right in, which has been good because then I've seen what it's been like for her and her experience and what the recovery looked like. Yeah, it's been really encouraging as well, just seeing like what's possible and, you know, getting the advice of everyone else as well, you know, the physios and the pelvic floor specialists as well. I think that all does help. I don't feel like it's just me, you know, recommending something. Yeah, it's nice for them to physically go and see someone because most of the time it's online what I do, so can be a bit limiting as well.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear that there's that whole team approach going on, because I think it's something that we're seeing more and more of, and I think it can be so positive in just the recovery of mums and how well they can heal and just having that awareness of what's going on with their bodies, you know, particularly with the pelvic floor physios and that sort of thing. Do you have a team like that around you at the moment, or that you're planning on going to?
Yeah, so I sort of towards the start of pregnancy, I saw a pelvic floor specialist just to kind of check with, like, you know, some exercises I can do in that. And she seemed pretty happy from that. So after that, she just said, look, just carry on doing what you're doing. If there's issues, come and see me, or else I'll see you kind of 6 weeks post, you know. So it's not been chickens at all. I do see someone at the moment just for like a bit of acupuncture and massage work, just because, you know, my lower back has been something that's been just consistently sore kind of last few months, and I don't think that's just gonna, it's not gonna go away. I think that's, you know, just with the added weight and, you know, obviously the pelvis is kind of, you know, just has more pressure. So I think that's kind of normal. But apart from them, not really anyone consistently. Yeah. Just online stuff, really. You know, YouTube's great. A lot of YouTube videos on just stretches and yoga and Pilates and, you know, things like that. I just follow them at home, you know. That's been really useful.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're lucky these days. There's so much resources online and yeah, I guess lots of people you can reach out to as well online. That's fantastic. Is there anyone that you've looked to as a sort of a role model kind of going through this transition, as far as like other athletes or other climbers? Obviously you've had your mums that you were coaching yourself, which is really cool. Has there been anyone else that you've kind of looked out to?
Well, there's you know, those famous climbers that have recently had kids, you know, like Mina, who you had on the show recently. You know, I've been following her journey a little bit, so that's been cool. And then obviously, you know, Shauna Coxey and the likes of Emily Harrington and, you know, all those big names that have kind of gone through it. It's been cool what they've been open to sharing as well. And I feel like they've been pretty open and vulnerable and honest about their experiences, which is quite nice. But yeah, at the same time, just kind of taking it all with a grain of salt as well, because everyone's experience is super different. And I don't want to be like expecting, you know, my journey to be like theirs or getting back into it, you know, after, you know, X amount of weeks, because they did, you know. So yeah, that, but I mean, it's been inspiring definitely to see what's, you know, what's possible, you know, what the body can go through. And yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think it's I don't know, I just feel like it's the last few years, there's just been so much more representation in that area. And obviously, like you said, everyone's journey is a bit different, and it's been good to see how people have been able to share that and just bring a bit more awareness to it. And
yeah, and it's nice to see a bit more sort of support as well, I think, with women that are trying to still train and stay active, and as well as be pregnant and, you know, and become a mother as well, and how they've balanced it all. And I think it's been, yeah, I think it's been talked about a little bit more recently, maybe because I'm looking into it more too, so I'm more sort of saturated at the moment. But yeah, I feel like it's been a bit more, yeah, people have been a bit more open to discussing their journeys, and so that's been cool.
No, I think it's I don't think it's only just because you've started looking into it, because I guess I've been looking at this stuff, I guess we started Mum's Gone Climbing like 5 years ago, and there was like nothing. Like, I remember kind of like scouring through social media to find other climbing mums and all that, and there really wasn't much. There weren't many articles. There's so many documentaries out now with professional climbers, you know, going into parenthood and that sort of thing. So I think yeah, it's definitely been a tipping point in the last couple of years.
Yeah, which is super cool.
It's so cool.
I feel like it's been a bit more like celebrated, you know, rather than like, oh, don't talk about that. Oh, don't show you're doing this, I don't know, dangerous thing while climbing. So that's good. There's been more research into, you know, like the benefits of still doing what you enjoy, which is nice.
I can imagine that it's been really positive for athletes, particularly because, you know, there used to be that time where if you became pregnant and you were an athlete, then you just lose your sponsors and that's it. You've no longer got support.
Yeah, you're not going to come back stronger. You know, like that's the end of the road kind of thing. You know, it's proven that's not the case at all. And it's nice.
It's nice. Women can still keep doing things after they've become mothers.
Yeah, amazing.
Incredible. Such a shock. Tell me about the training journal you've created.
Yes. So how this came about, and I've called it My New Body, that there's a lot of like pregnancy journals already out there, but they're all to do with tracking like midwife appointments, you know, uploading pictures of your, you know, scans and bump and, you know, that sort of thing, very like generalized. But there was actually nothing for like tracking training for pregnant women. So I thought, well, it'd be cool if there's some sort of like template or some sort of guidance, you know, where people can write and reflect weekly, you know, how did training go? What were the challenges? What were modifications I had to make? And what's some considerations going into next week? You know, so it's just kind of laid out in a weekly kind of format where you can plan 7 days a week. What do you want to do? Well, what do you plan to do? You know, but then that chance to reflect going, oh, I ended up doing this instead, and just a way to sort of flip through and track things. So yeah, I kind of just made it up and I thought, yeah, that's pretty cool. And then I added in, there's lots of kind of quotes and inspiration from other fit and strong other women that have gone through the same sort of journey, and sort of, you know, where they've ended up in terms of like postpartum as well, how long they were able to get back into things and compete in their sport, not specifically for climbers. And then there's like useful information in there as well, just kind of guidelines about, you know, training and the benefits of, you know, still continuing to be, yeah, fit and healthy and active throughout your journey. Yeah, I kind of made that and thought, you know, this will be cool for other active women that want to embark on this journey and have some sort of way to note everything down.
That is so cool. Oh my gosh, it sounds amazing. Particularly like, do you find what you kind of put in there as your week-to-week journal, were they things that you were taking note of throughout your own pregnancy?
Yeah, except yeah. I was just doing it like kind of on my phone, like in little notes. And like, it was, I mean, it was okay, but I like old-fashioned just pen and paper sometimes, and I like to flip through and be like, oh, you know, a couple of weeks ago I did this and, you know, I've had to now modify this and things like that. Yeah, it's been really cool to make, and getting them printed at the moment, so they'll be, you know, they're available now for pre-sale, but they'll be physically made up very soon. So yeah, pretty exciting to like have that available for people.
It's so incredible and such a beautiful thing. I really love pen and paper as well. I think my husband still makes fun of me because he's like, why don't you just put it in your phone? And I'm just like, my brain can't cope. I just really like to write things down.
Yeah, it's sometimes nice to flip through as well, like a physical book. And
particularly going through your pregnancy, that's like something really special that you can keep. And
yeah,
you can show your baby, look, exactly. Look how much I was lifting at 22 weeks. We were so strong. Have you put in the oh, you don't have it in your hands yet, but are you going to like fill a little bit of it in with some of the stuff you've been doing through your pregnancy?
Yeah, I think that's the idea. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think when I first realized that, because I've been following you for a while on Instagram as well, I think Rachel at some point tagged you in something and I just like, oh, this woman is awesome. But then when I saw you do that climb, and I think you were 27 weeks pregnant and you were climbing a 27 on top rope.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's like on something vertical, like not super steep, you know, I felt like I could still climb just as strong, really. You know, there were some movements I couldn't do as, you know, like I couldn't do like big high steps, you know, because like it was just restricting. So I'd have to do, you know, three little footsteps in between or something like that, and just kind of change like my style a little bit. It was a bit more front on than kind of twisting and, you know, like a bit more like crabby style, I thought. I called it. But yeah, it was just fun to still feel like I could try something hard and challenging, but still feel completely safe and comfortable doing it. So that was really cool. And it just happened to align that it was at 27 weeks. So it was kind of fun. Yeah. And then obviously I had the top rope set up. So it just felt really comfortable for me to try some harder moves, which was nice. Yeah.
Did you surprise yourself a little that you could still climb it? Or were you like, yeah, I've got this?
Yeah. Oh, I was surprised. I think in my mind, like by 27 weeks, I would be like maybe at like 22s in my mind. For I just thought that's what might be realistic. But yeah, I think just the climb that I chose was something that was, you know, not too like core intensive. It was more kind of technical, which, you know, you don't lose your technique during pregnancy, which is cool. You know, you just, you feel like you lose your strength, but you don't, because you're just heavier, right? So
well, I was gonna say that it's like, oh yeah, it's a 27, but you're also wearing like a weight belt pretty much to do it. So,
and then your belly's broken against the wall, so you, the whole hips in thing doesn't really apply.
That's true.
So yeah, but it was I think I surprised myself with being able to get up there.
It's really cool. Definitely. And we'll definitely, I'll pop the links into our show notes of the podcast for your journal as well. So yeah, everyone can access it. But and I'll make sure I share some stuff because it's so beautiful as well. I love it. I guess one last question before I say bye. Do you think, could you see yourself now you've gone through pregnancy yourself, like being attracted to coaching more women going through that journey?
I think naturally, like, I will probably attract more pregnant climbers just because, like, you know, if someone else has been through it, you're more likely to want to seek help from them, right? But yeah, I think it's like, I didn't realize how much there was, you know, like.
It's a lot.
I knew there'd be challenges, but yeah, it's been like really cool learning, like, just, yeah, like the mental, you know, the mental side of it all as well. Yeah, that'd be really cool to be able to help and support other pregnant climbers as well as, you know, obviously non-pregnant as well. But yeah, it's been like more, yeah, I've learned so much more than I expected I would.
That's awesome. Really cool. What do you think is like, I don't know, what do you think is like the most important thing you've learned navigating the pregnancy so far?
Like not feeling like frustrated and, you know, bummed out that I can't climb things I was able to do before, because it was quite a shock when like something that's usually quite easy for me felt suddenly so hard, even just like pull-ups or hanging, or, you know. So it was quite like, it was a little bit like going back to basics and rewiring. Yeah, and as I said before, just looking at climbing like not in terms of performance, but just, you know, do it because you enjoy it and don't need to be pushing it all the time. You know, it's just not the time for that. Which is, yeah, it's difficult when all, you know, you've been doing for years is pushing. But just being like, no, that's not the space I'm in at the moment. And I'm, you know, I'm grateful for this experience.
Well, thank you so much for coming and having a chat to us. Super appreciate your time.
Thanks for inviting me as well to this, yeah, to this experience. And yeah, I'm really happy that you have been open to talking and, you know, learning a bit about my journey.
Oh, absolute pleasure. And thank you to all of our listeners. It's been great to have you along for the conversation, and we'll put some links in the show notes if you want to work with Cirrus, if you want to train remotely or catch up with her in Auckland, or if you'd like to get a hold of one of her training journals, My New Body. We'll put all the links into our show notes. And we're going to be back in 2 weeks' time with a new guest, the absolutely incredible Selena Pang. We connect with her all the way over in Las Vegas. She is a climbing coach and guide. She's a yoga instructor. She's also a 53-year-old amazing crusher who's just had such a beautiful wealth of experience in the climbing world. She's been climbing for over 30 years. She's been through a lot of different stages, and she has a son who's just headed off to college, that she's been a single mom. So she just, the conversation we had was absolutely incredible, and we're very, very excited to share this one with you. And also a little bit of the tip of the hat to Bree Jamison, who connected us with Selena. You probably remembered Bree from back in series 2. Both of these women, absolute powerhouses. We can't wait to share it with you. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Happy climbing.